Thursday program note, we're now into the fourth hour. Some days I do all 4 hours live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Most days we just go live in the fourth hour. We won't be live today at PrisonPlanet.tv with the video stream, the document cam, the video feeds we do, because I've got my whole crew over there getting ready for the test today in the new studio. We'll take an hour break with the rebroadcast in the first hour. And then I will be live from 4 to 5 p.m. only at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the Infowars.com audio streams. But you'll be able to see the new studio. It's not in its final configuration, but it looks pretty good. And we're also building a separate TV studio in the room next to it. And that's all going very, very well, so I'm very, very excited about that. We're going to have phone-in guests on there, in-studio guests. We're going to set it up, too, where a lot of people have video conferencing. So we'll have a lot of our guests, kind of like when you see me go on MTV Canada or some of the British TV shows, they'll have me, you know, turn on my video cam, and I'm, so it's like I'm there in studio. So we're going to do a lot of that. That's all being set up right now by my great crew. I want to commend them and thank them. We're taking your calls coming up the rest of the hour in the next segment with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And he has the Health Ranger website. He has the naturalnews.com site. A lot of scientists, experts, nutritionists on there. And he himself is a great success story. Before he leaves us, I want him to tell you a story of how unhealthy he was until he found out about what he was eating, what was in the mainline food, the fast food, and now the guy's just in super good shape. And it's a real fight. You know, I see it this way. You either totally get into health or you're not into it at all. That's how I am. I can, like, get totally into health for a month, be jogging, exercising, lose, like, 10 pounds, and then suddenly, not that I'm super unhealthy, I slide right back. I mean, I drink one beer. I go eat Mexican food one time. Boom, Mexican food, beer every other night. And I'm not saying you can't ever have Mexican food and beer, but folks, it's just all of it's bad for you. And Mexican food and beer is nothing compared to the GMO, fast food, the prepared food, all of it. So we'll talk about some of the things to avoid with him. But Mike, we've got a few minutes left here in this little short segment. I wanted to ask you, I'm seeing a lot of people awaken, but I also see on the other side people getting deeper into denial. So there seems to be a lot of folks waking up, but a lot of people clinging to the establishment. An example, it can be an over that I've seen, you know, 300, 400, I didn't count them, just hundreds of mainstream articles saying world government's here, private banks are going to run everything, new world order, this is world government. And people go on my message board in the comments and say this isn't a real article when I'm linked to AP, Reuters, Financial Times of London, or video clips of Gordon Brown saying it. Are they government agents posting, or are they just totally in denial? They're wedded to the fact there's no world government, so they can't say we're right.
Well, I think a lot of people are clearly in denial on many issues, not just the economy and the Fed and everything that's happening there, but also world government, also on the issues with the environment and the toxicity of the Western lifestyle. People are in denial all over the place. They're in denial about the dangers of drugs, in denial about what's in their foods. But like you said, more and more people are waking up. We're seeing more people understand that, you know what, to be a healthy, happy human being, you got to have some basic rights, you know, health, freedom rights. You got to have the right to have access to accurate information about health. And some people, though, are confused because there's so much disinformation out there. The disinfo masterminds are really, really good. And, of course, they have their tentacles into the mainstream media, you know, into the video news releases. They can put a story into one of the main press associations very easily, like vitamin E will kill you. You know, I've seen these stories, and I have to laugh every time I see one. But the disinfo is very powerful.
Oh, they're now saying vitamin C is bad. Doesn't matter how many Nobel Prize winners, how many scientists, how many studies.
No, of course, every time they do that, they'll use synthetic chemicals and call them vitamins. But they're not actually studying the vitamins. They're studying synthetic chemicals.
Or they'll feed all the mice GMO food and then say, oh, we found no difference in mice GMO and not. I mean,
I've seen such bad science, terribly structured scientific studies, and journalists who can't interpret science. And it's just rampant.
Well, you can't hide the cancer rates, all the other rates, what the obesity. You can't hide what's happening. We're going to come back and take your phone calls at 800-259-9231.
Hello, I'm Steve Shane. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Hi, this is Steve Shank. The spirit of America is independence. The greatest gift of independence is food. Over one-third of Americans can't afford to buy food and pay their other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This superfood supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. That's safe food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. Gift certificates are available for shipments that will not arrive by Christmas. Food is the gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, now 11 to 3 p.m. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. John, Robert, Chris, Sue, Larry, others. We are going to go to your phone calls. Before I do that, Mike, just briefly, so much is happening. Any other areas we haven't gotten into that need to be covered?
Yeah, something that deserves to be mentioned here, and just listening to some of your sponsors there who have long-term storable foods, I really want to urge listeners to think very carefully about what could happen next year. You know, we're going to have inflation kick in because of the debasing of the money supply, thanks to the Fed, which means food's going to get more expensive. And if food gets really expensive, if it goes up 40 or 50%, we could see potentially an Obama administration putting in price controls, and that will lead to immediate food shortages. It always happens. Price controls cause food shortages. And folks, if you're not prepared with long-term storable foods, I think you're putting yourself in real danger. You know, it's better to be safe and prepared than to be late and unprepared. So I just want to urge people to think carefully about that issue.
Absolutely. They should go to eFoodsDirect.com. It's all clean, healthy, non-GMO food from right here inside the United States, except for their banana chips. Those obviously are not grown here in the United States. Our sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Mike Adams.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for taking my call. Alex, you know, we're just talking about the medications and stuff they give out that are either bad for you or don't do anything for you. I myself am a three-time combat vet, and of course they do that in the military. We all know. I was surprised that they did it to the civilians. even more surprised they do it to people once we get out, like from the VA as well. And I'm wondering, what is it we can do with those money-loving people giving us things we don't need or that hurts us in the Patriot community, Alex?
Specifically, you have to assess things for yourself. I mean, with the government end, it's been admitted that they have used troops in contracts, secret contracts that have come out decades later with Big Pharma to make you, you know, take sometimes hundreds of vaccines if you're in there, you know, more than 10 years, where they're giving them shots and not telling them what it is. They're making you take anthrax vaccine. They're making you take the smallpox vaccine that admittedly killed a bunch of people until the troops got mad, the public got mad, and they withdrew it. Then you bring up the, quote, Patriot community, and I've said this many times, buyer beware. I mean, you have to research products yourself. You have to find out. Just because the government and the media, you know, do bad things doesn't mean the public. You know, that's what I was saying earlier about supplements, you know, the whole supplement right. place. But, I mean, take a place like Whole Foods. You go to Whole Foods, I'm not trying to worship them. They're not perfect. Some of it's overpriced, in my opinion. But you go there. You know, we've got the big test Whole Foods. It's based here in Austin, so they have their mega store where they test stuff out. And they have really knowledgeable people there. I've done my own research, and they will really recommend what you need and what's been proven in foreign studies and government studies and what was used hundreds of years ago that, you know, has some nutritive or health effects. Generally, I mean, I have to say, even for Central Market here in town, the guys that work there, they'll say, well, look, this is a great product right here, but this one's just as good and a lot cheaper. I mean, most of these stores now, they don't even sell the chemical cocktail vitamins, and perhaps, Mike, we should explain that to people, that the stuff you buy, like Centrum or whatever, the stuff you see at the drugstore, those are chemicals that mimic the vitamins and break down into all these horrible things. They stress the liver. They stress the whole body. I mean, that's been proven. They tell a lot of you know, folks that are about to have their liver rejected, don't take vitamins for a while, you know, the chemical vitamins. And so it's really up to you to research. But if somebody's saying, we're selling clay and it'll heal everything, or, well, we've got this product and you wash your eyes with it and it washes your cataracts out, you know, some guy looked like Colonel Sanders pushing that years ago, who I attacked. People didn't like it. I didn't care. Or you'll hear him going, I got this machine that magically heals you of cancer, guaranteed. It's only $5,000. Or we got a magnet machine. We just need 100 of you to invest, and then we'll ship it right out to you. I mean, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's usually pretty obvious.
Right. Well, you know what kind of gets me frustrated is sometimes it seems that everything's so focused on the product that we forget about the message. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you can understand where I'm coming from.
You're talking about us. Well, hey, listen, if you got a bunch of money and you want to endow us, in fact, I'll say this right now. If somebody gives me $2 million, I will operate for a couple of years without selling anything. I don't know how I'll get the DVDs out, because that would burn through that. I mean, it costs me over $1 million a year to operate and just have 15 employees and pay for things and pay for bandwidth, okay, and shortwave and stuff, okay? So, and that's why I have to hustle, but I do sell products I believe in to be able to get that done. So
hold on.
It's kind of like living in the real world, and I appreciate your call. You know, it's kind of like living in the real world. If you're listening on the internet right now for free, I pay for that. Okay? I mean, I have over 100,000 podcasters a day. That's about $5,000 now a month for me. And you know what? There may come a day where I can't get the money together to send it out. The podcast is just going to end. And then it isn't about me. I'm here doing a radio show. I'm here saying, buy my videos, but you can make copies of it. And this is what happens all day long in the message boards and the comments. What are you going to do about the bankers stealing $8.5 trillion? This is the show that told you they were going to do it. Okay? And who do I bring on? I bring on the Health Ranger, and I plug their site and tell you support them, because they need support to grow. We need to get big and strong. I bring on all Betty Martini. I bring on rifle training groups and say, go sign up with them. I send people business. I don't say, hey, Appleseed, give me some money to come on. I have them on. This is a platform to try to capitalize and energize our movement. And somehow the media and the government did a mind game trick to tell us we can't sell a book, we can't sell a video. Well, because you brought that up, I'm going to do it right now. I want you to go to InfoWars.com, and I want you to click on the shop button, and I want you to go buy All Jacked Up, a DVD that Mike Adams worked on with a bunch of doctors and other people about getting your young people in a hip way to care about not being depressed, not being on Prozac, and how exercise and healthy living can make them happy and empowered. Very important film, and you better believe we're selling it because it cost them a lot of money to make it. And so, absolutely, we live on planet Earth, not in the Wizard of Oz land, where we got silver slippers we click together. And I want everybody to get in there and buy the film for $24.95. Mike Adams, tell us about All Jacked Up.
Well, I just want to say I second everything you just said, Alex. You know, none of this happens for free. And personally, I have never been paid a dime by Natural News. I've been doing this for volunteer for 5 years.
Well, I think you should try to make money so you can expand. We need to make money. The government takes our money and enslaves us. In fact, I'm going to stop right there. Send me donations, listeners. I'm not going to let people cow me into not fighting the New World Order. There is nothing wrong with expanding what we're doing. Go ahead.
I agree with you. You know, we got to pay bandwidth. We got to pay staff. This doesn't just happen spontaneously. You don't just wake up and turn on a switch and just start talking. You know, you have to plan. You have to research. You have to have an infrastructure. That takes money.
No. You shouldn't have the money you need to pay for labs to test the milk
right. So
you can warn people and get national coverage to melamine. How dare you?
That right there would have cost $3,000 if we could find a lab that would do it.
Well, you shouldn't do it. We should just drink melamine. How dare you?
Exactly. Well, anyway, All Jacked Up, a great film. I'm glad you recommended it. Yeah, I'm in it, but I didn't produce it. It was produced by Fairy Films, which has done a fantastic job shedding light on the toxicity of foods and sodas and all this junk that teenagers are getting into, and it's ruining their lives. And the film shows a path out of that. It shows kids in a hip way how to get out of that system and get onto a track of health. And it's a very good film, highly recommended.
Absolutely. You know, going back though, in the alternative health and nutrients and vitamins, the government is now issuing licenses to Big Pharma to put out vitamin C, to put out pharmaceutical fish oil. But a bottle of the vitamin C that would cost $3 costs, guess what, over $100. A bottle of the Big Pharma-made fish oil, which they're admitting has all these health effects, and they've gone and gotten it approved, costs $200. Now, I'm not selling fish oil here, but I'm telling folks they should buy it. But here's the difference. Here's the difference. We're not the government coming and trying to make you take vaccines. We're not the government trying to make kids get on Prozac and Ritalin and making troops take it. Do you see the difference? We're saying you need to become informed yourself. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, just going to comment on, you talked about junk vitamins versus quality vitamins. You're absolutely right. And there are frauds in every industry. And a lot of consumers don't know this, but many of the junk chemical vitamins sold on the market today are actually made by pharmaceutical companies. So you see, they dismiss the vitamins, but then they buy a vitamin company, they cheapen the formula, they put in the chemicals, and they sell vitamins even though they say they don't work because they want that money, and they're going to sell the cheapest, most contaminated product they can find.
And the reason they do that is because of the petrochemical economy. They've all made deals to be able to get rid of their toxic waste from oil.
Oh, yeah. And some of it is all petrochemical derived. And here's what people can look for. You want to tell the difference between a junk multivitamin and a quality? Look for the vitamin B12. Find out what that ingredient is. If it is cyanocobalamin, starts with the prefix of cyanide, cyanocobalamin, then you should avoid it. It's cheap. In my opinion, it's not healthy. It may even be bad for you. Look for something else. Vitamin B12 should
look for vitamins that say on the front, from natural plant sources.
Exactly. And get high-grade supplements. They will work. They work wonders for you.
They will be absorbed. The others go right through you. And you better be glad they're going right through you, because when you do metabolize them, you get green eyes, yellow around them, because it starts killing your liver.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 11, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $828.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $852.82, $426.41 for the half ounce, and $213.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $852.82, $426.41, and $213.21.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
I want to get through more of these calls, my heavens, but then let's get back into good vitamins versus the chemical knockoffs. That's an important point you brought up. Robert in California, and then Chris, Sue, Larry, and others. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, is Mike still there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. I wanted to start off by saying you brought up the fluoride issue a couple years ago, and I was blown away. And I have a health class in college, and at the end of the class, we could give a report on something. So I picked fluoride, and I told everybody, listen, this comes from the aluminum industry, and they had toxic poison they had to get rid of, and they had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the state to get rid of it. But instead, the state would pay them to put it in your drinking water. And they laughed and said, but my dentist has been giving me fluoride pills for years. It has to be good for me.
Well, that also started during the Manhattan Project, that they didn't want, because they knew German intelligence. So much of intelligence is on the ground that if they saw them hauling out the sodium fluoride from those plants, they would know that they were purifying uranium. And so they started secretly dumping it in the water, and they said, oh, we found no bad effects. So they used that internal Manhattan study to then approve putting it in the water. So it was always, look, when they take crude oil to break it down, the majority of it they end up not being able to use. So they break it into thousands of products, and they had public conferences where they said, we're going to create a petrol economy. And I'm not even against oil. My point is, I'm against all the toxic waste that they then engineer into the society. Mike?
Yeah, well, that's a very good description. And fluoride that's dripped into the water supply is often fluorosilicic acid, which is not naturally occurring fluoride. And the local dentist, the local pro-fluoride people will just blatantly lie about it. I've had debates. I've been in city town hall meetings with these people. They'll just lie about it.
Now the American Dental Association said 2 years ago that children shouldn't have fluoride now. So you have won.
Yeah, the fluoride issue, we are winning it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Just at the beginning, common sense says that if there's a substance that topically treats the teeth, remember, this is a topical treatment, you probably shouldn't swallow it. I mean, you don't swallow sunscreen to be protected against UV radiation on your skin. You put it on your skin. Even if fluoride works, you should just rub it on your teeth and rinse it out. You don't swallow stuff. You don't swallow shampoo to have clean hair. It's ridiculous.
I had two more points on the fluoride, because right after I gave that, I live in North County of San Diego, Escondido, and our city took a vote and put it on the ballot to vote on whether we should have fluoride in our water. We voted it down, and then the state regulatory guys came in and said, well, it's not healthy enough for our state buildings or, you know, that work in your city, so we have to fortify all your water with fluoride, and they just overrode the people and did it anyway. And my dentist I told this to, and she said, well, the mercury and lead amalgam is no worse than a tainted can of tuna.
You know what you should bring to her? I forget his name. We've interviewed him. He's the top dentist, and he was the head of a government agency in Canada. And back, about 20 years ago, he nationally led the move to fluoridate. And then about 5 years ago, he found out. He thought it was calcium fluoride. They'd shown him fake information. He didn't know that it was the type of acid that Mike just mentioned, which they use under the regulations, the regs worldwide, is a catch-all for lead, mercury, arsenic, and over 100 other chemicals. So they don't just put sodium fluoride in, Mike.
Well, you know, common sense should prevail here. If you actually go to the water plant, and I've toured water treatment facilities, and I asked the guys who actually put the fluoride into the water, I said, well, what do you have to wear to handle this? And they have to wear, you know, the chemical suits. They have to have these big, thick gloves and the hoods, and in case some of it splashes on them so they won't be contaminated.
It is one of the most deadly chemicals out there. If you breathe a whiff of pure fluoride, you are dead in minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I took a vial of a liquid to one of a town hall meeting. I labeled it fluoride. I told them I had a vial of fluoride, and I asked a dentist to drink it. And you know what? Not one of them would.
Well, what does the toothpaste say? It says if you swallow a pea size, and you know children like to eat it, call poison control immediately. And folks, before I ever even knew about fluoride, when I was 5, 6 years old, I told the story. Every morning, my daddy was a dentist. I'd love to brush my teeth, and I would brush them, and then I would go lay down on the couch and have this headache and feel so bad. And then by the time I was a teenager, I started brushing with non-fluoride, and the pain went away. The pain just went away.
I just got one more quick point on this melamine, if I could.
Yeah.
Last year, they had the pet food recall because of all the melamine in it. So now what? So now we're supposed to accept that they can recall melamine for our pets because they know we love Fido and make billions in pet food profits for China, but it's okay to poison you and your baby. So I just like to ask the elite, you know, what's the acceptable levels of poison they consume daily, you know? And thank you for your great job. Thanks.
Good point, Mike. We'll come back and take more calls in a long segment coming up. Boy, time goes by quick. It's good having you here. How do people support naturalnews.com? Because I want to support you. I have you on to support you. How else can we support you so you can do more, warn more people, be more effective?
And just subscribe to our email newsletter. It's free. Read the articles. And, you know, we have AdSense ads on the website. If you see ads that offer something you're interested in, click the ad. That's how we support our entire operation.
Absolutely, folks. Look, you need to stop tithing to these phony churches and tithe to alternative news and information.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The SinuPlus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the SinuPulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, and it's atomic age. It's atomic age, we're renegades.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go back to your phone calls. Chris, Sue, Larry, Francesca, Clint, and others as quickly as possible. In just a moment, before we go back to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, remember this show is made possible by our sponsors, and I endorse the sponsors. If you hear me plugging something, I believe in it. I use it. And one of those great sponsors is Akola Blue. Check out their website at ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. Atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Then it goes through five filters. It's like a water cooler with no water tank, no water bottle on top. It just grabs it out of the air, then runs it through five filters. You want to get away from fluoride and all that? This is the way to do it, ecolablue.com or 866 585-4044, 866-585-4044. And then a new sponsor, but they're from Solutions in Science that, again, have a whole bunch of products we promote and sell here. But they, for over a year, I've been saying, man, you guys need to do solar. Because I know you always get good deals for folks and have great products. And so they've been searching for the best solar panel generator system all in one for a low price, and they have it. It's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com. And a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms, or if you're in a rural area. Folks should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do it. The solar power generator is available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand. And if you need more, just get more of these. In the event of any disaster or outage, and you get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source, 1,800 power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. MySolarBackup.com, or you can always give them a call, get the brochure, or ask them about it at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Going back to Mike Adams and the calls, Mike, let's talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air, Chris. Thanks for holding.
Hi, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, since you mentioned addictions, and that's what the New World Order is trying to make us form a dependence on them in order to attack our will to live independently, and I wanted to ask what kind of supplements like kudzu root would be good for fighting cravings and addictions. And I read an article that you wrote a couple years ago, Mike, that talked about texturized vegetable protein, which I've noticed is in a lot of these survivalist foods, and I just want to warn folks to beware of that because
that's got the female hormone from the improper processing of the main filler food that is in so many of these, correct?
Well, I've noticed that it's in one of your sponsors' foods, and if you're going to order from them, I would just suggest that you ask that to be substituted if possible. And I wanted to also ask, what do you think about a living multivitamin such as wheatgrass, which is easy to grow in just a week, and other superfoods that you might want to comment on, which are also survival foods, until they start skimping on the melamine and the metals? What would you say about flushing out these toxins with things like modified citrus pectin, fulvic or humic acid, the essential minerals to flush out the heavy metals?
Well, let me ask you this. What specifically are you talking about? Are you talking about the stuff that, specifically, what food are you talking about?
Well, I know that eFoods Direct has the TDP in it. And I just would, that's just something I wouldn't eat because Mike said that even the animals won't eat it.
Yeah, well, that's the texturized vegetable protein, and that's from what specifically?
That's from soy or soya, but...
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, some soy is good, isn't it? And I believe it's how soy is processed, but Mike is really the expert on this. Mike?
Let me give you some answers on that. Really well-informed caller, thanks for your question. The TVP, if it's not flavored... it's usually fine. It's the flavored TVP. They tend to flavor it to make it like a chicken or a beef flavored TVP. And normally, many companies, when they do that, they introduce a lot of glutamic acid or various forms of MSG.
Well, eFoods Direct says they do not use MSG, and I've got a bunch of it and haven't seen the MSG. But I'll be honest with you, it's also how the soybean is processed. But everything is in separate boxes from them, so if you're worried about vegetable protein, then just say, I don't want, substitute that with something else. But, soybeans, from what I've seen, I want to see if Mike concurs, it's good if it's properly processed and if they don't process them with the pits, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you got to remember what this is for. This is for long-term storable, survival food and textured vegetable protein when it's non-flavored. Stores easily for 10 years in a proper container, and it will keep you alive. It will give you protein, so it's good in that way. I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
And you don't want to give it to little boys. You don't want to give it to little boys every day or girls.
No, it's not my favorite food to eat every day. But, again, we're talking about a preparedness context.
But supposedly soy improperly processed is really has its worst effects on adolescents, correct? Because it interferes with the hormones?
Yeah, that's right. It has hormone mimickers in it. But again, It all depends on the processing. It all depends on the source. So check out your sources.
Yeah, because all plants have hormone mimickers, because they have plant hormones, sterols.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It comes down to just being able to tell the difference between a quality source and a non-quality source. But you mentioned sprouts, and I got to say that is a great way. You can store sprouting seeds for a very long time, and you can get a sprouting machine. I think Green Life Sprouter is the top one that I use.
Yeah.
So with a little bit of electricity, water, and some seeds, you can grow a superfood supplement. It's not going to cover all your food needs, but it's going to be a huge benefit to have something fresh.
No, you can have a tiny bag of wheat seeds, and then I mean, pound for pound. I mean, isn't the wheatgrass the most nutrient-filled plant out there, or is that inaccurate?
It can be. It depends on the minerals you feed it. You need to actually have some mineral salts in your preparedness kit so that you can soak that in some water and put some trace minerals into the seeds. That way, when you eat them, when they grow, they incorporate the trace minerals, and you get those when you eat them. So you want to grow it in mineral-rich water.
Got it. Thank you, Chris. Sue is calling us from Georgia. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I'm calling to see if either of you have any suggestions to help stop smoking and drinking. And also, I have a family member suffering from painful gout. And is there anything you know of to avoid that causes the buildup of the uric acid and any remedies like taking turmeric pills?
Well, the government says that as humans, we don't have any free speech. And so we're not allowed to tell you that we heard orange juice is good for you. Higher levels of vitamin C help with gout, because a lot of times, according to scientists and thousands of reports, gout and a lot of other things are associated with that, also with heavy metal buildup. Because in this free country, I'm not allowed to tell you what I heard was good, because we're so free. But I will break, the New World Order's rules and say that I personally have heard that there are alternative things to that, and that I am allowed to tell you I heard there's alternative things. I guess they, instead of having their legs cut off or something like that, like the government might do. Mike, what have you heard is good for gout from all the nutritionists?
Cherry concentrates and cherry extracts will eliminate gout in many, many cases.
And that's Al Qaeda. That's Al Qaeda talking. Don't listen.
Yep, I know. Cherries are part of our. Inventory of weapons that we use, right? Cherries, innocent little cherries, but they will eliminate gout, and not in every case, but in most cases. And again, neither Alex nor I are offering you specific medical advice to you.
Is that the vitamin C in there? But I mean, cherries have a lot of other, like they make heart drugs out of cherry pits. I mean, what is in the cherry?
Well, they contain anthocyanins in the cherry skin. They actually contain hundreds of different medicines. They're called phytochemicals. But the other thing I got to mention here is
Al-Qaeda chemicals?
Al-Qaeda chemicals. Stop drinking sodas. Sodas contain phosphoric acid. It's like battery acid, very powerful acid. That will cause gout. Most people who have gout or who have kidney stones are drinking a lot of phosphoric acid.
That's right. Sodas, and my dad as a dentist has told me this, sodas, not the sugar that's attacking the teeth so much and the bacteria that then excrete acid. It's the acid in there literally is one of the few things that can weaken enamel and then your dentin.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And a lot of times, consumers, you got to remember, you can't just ask for one magic pill that's going to solve all the problems caused by the other junk that you're eating. You got to give up the sodas and then bring in something healthy at the same time. That's how you resolve the issue instead of just masking it. Some people just want to mask a symptom.
And now they have lots of healthy sodas that aren't really sodas, that have natural fruit juices, low sugar in them, and then have the carbon dioxide to make them fizzy but don't have the acid. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's true. And I think next year the FDA is probably going to grass-approve stevia, so we'll have diet sodas that are sweetened with stevia instead of aspartame. That'll be a good move in the right direction.
And orange peel, orange peel has a nutritious sweetener, right?
Yeah, there's a sweetener, I think it's called Just Like Sugar, that's made from some citrus extracts. It's really good. But stevia is the big one on the horizon. It's natural. It's safe. I've been using it for 15 years, and the FDA may actually approve it. I mean, they've suppressed it for at least a decade, in my opinion, to boost aspartame sales. But I think that monopoly is ending.
Yeah, their patent ended recently. Okay, anything else, Sue?
Yeah, Father Alex, I think you used to smoke, or if you have any suggestions to help stop smoking or drinking.
Yeah, just you have to do even more exercise. Stay away from people that smoke. I'm somebody who'll quit smoking for a year, start smoking for a month, and I can be at a party. The main thing is don't drink, because then it leads to, you know, have a couple beers. Oh, give me a cigarette. Buy a pack. And then, boom, you're right back on. I mean, the biggest thing is you got to get totally into fitness, totally into health, and I'm not saying I am, but I'm better than I was a few years ago. Or, I mean, it really is two extremes. Now, that's in my experience. Mike, this is a good time to talk about it, and I appreciate your call, Sue. How did you go from being an unhealthy blob like myself to being, you know, in super good shape like so many other, quote, health nuts? I mean, isn't it really, I'm guessing, you've got to become a nut, a health nut, or you're going to be a slob? I mean, there isn't a middle ground. I mean, obviously, we can do this in progression, but I found those that really do it and stick with it just become obsessed.
Well, I do want to emphasize that you can do it step by step. That's how I did it. And for people who are eating unhealthy foods or fried foods or whatever, junk foods, you can actually protect your health in a big way by drinking one glass of a superfood every day, even without changing your diet. I mean, you can protect yourself with a superfood product like Living Fuel or Boku Superfood or any of those superfood powders that have the greens in them.
Because so much of it is you're not getting the real minerals from the crud food, but the real minerals and trace elements, they allow your body to then fight off the toxins. Well, I mean, sure, I quit eating fast food. Haven't had it in probably 4 or 5 years, except I think once when I was on a road trip and my children were begging and hungry and I hadn't brought enough food. But and then they felt bad after it, and boy, I shouldn't have. But the point is, quit the fast food. Start drinking filtered water. Start exercising. Just do that.
And if you're eating junk food or fast food, you could actually defend yourself. For example, if you're eating seafood and you know there's mercury in it, if you take cilantro or chlorella at the same time, the chlorella or cilantro will bind with the heavy metals and prevent your body from absorbing them. So anytime before you eat seafood, eat some cilantro, fresh cilantro, or take some chlorella. You're going to protect yourself.
But I was about to say, the Japanese live longer than anybody, even some of the folks in one little area of Italy that live, you know, routinely to 110, and their average age is something like 85. When there's mercury in seafood, it's most of it's bound up with the food and goes through anyways. What's really bad is the environmental mercury that is unnaturally out there because it's not bound.
Like the mercury fillings, exactly. And if any of you out there, if you get your mercury fillings taken out, and I had that done several years ago, be sure to work with a dentist who knows what they're doing. Because when they're drilling on those fillings, they're creating mercury vapor that you will inhale. You have to be on an oxygen mask when you get those removed. Otherwise, you're going to poison yourself.
And going further, I didn't finish the story, I never do. My point is the Japanese eat more mercury in fish than anybody, and they're living longer than anybody. So, you know, now, I mean, sure, the bigger fish, you might want to stay away from those. The bluefin tuna, stuff like that, because they're top of the food chain.
Yeah, the Japanese have so much seaweed in their diet, and the seaweed contains so many anti-cancer nutrients. It's just phenomenal. And it also binds with heavy metals. And so when you combine those two, you can actually eat in a safer way, even though you might be exposed to some dietary contaminants. I'm not recommending that you eat.
Well, I mean, they've done the studies with the French, not just, you know, red wine, but the mushrooms, the things they eat, smoking two packs of cigarettes, drinking hard, and they live on average 7 years longer than Americans.
Yep, it's the red wine, the resveratrol in the wine. Amazing. Drug companies are trying to turn that into a drug. And they probably will very soon. And they'll sell it to you at $100 a bottle when you can buy the supplement, you know, for $12 a bottle.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a big excuse. I'm going to go get some red wine. It's good for me. let's go ahead and talk to Larry in New York and then Francesca and Clint. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I first want to thank you for setting off the proverbial alarm clock. I think it's great what you're doing. But can I ask you just a question blindly, and I'll explain the reason why I'm asking.
Sure.
If you had the choice to live in Philadelphia, Orlando, New York, or Santo Domingo, where would you live?
Santo Domingo where?
In Dominican Republic.
That's what I thought. I think there's two or three of those. Dominican Republic. Man, you know, you can never know, and there's so many. Where are you currently living?
New York City.
And was that in the list of where you should live?
No, well, I'm living in New York, and my wife, me and my wife, you know, between both of our families, we have properties in Santo Domingo, Philadelphia, and Orlando. My concern is with everything that's going on with the economy, I would think that I'm best suited to stay in New York only because of the fact that I could probably find more work. I mean, I'm currently working, but, you know, it seems like New York is such a target for everything that
well, if
kind
stuff
of like,
goes to hell in a handbasket, New York is one of the worst places to be. It's one of the main terror targets for a false flag. Or, and, you know, a Dominican Republic is constantly having problems. It's right next door to Haiti. All that piracy, third world's going to collapse as well. I would say Orlando's pretty darn bad as well, but I'd probably say of all those choices, Florida. What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, I think Florida allows you to grow some of your own food, and that might be really important. So think about climate.
Absolutely. We'll come back, take more calls. Got to jump.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Final segment. Let's cram in Francesca and Clint. Francesca in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike and Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I woke up about, I would say, around January, you know, when last January, when things started really tightening up around the natural health industry. I'm a retailer out in central Canada. And, I mean, we always grew up, you know, with, you know, eating food straight from scratch. My parents are from the deep south, my in Italy, and my father's from Naples.
I need to go to a FEMA camp. That's evil.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? They saw World War II. They saw exactly what happened. They were thrown into schools, and they were taught all about how they were the superior race. And, you know, Mussolini worked very closely with Hitler at the time, so they were very aware of the manipulation that humans can, employ on other human beings. And three of my sisters are scientists, so here I am owning a natural health food store. And, caring for my customers, they have my trust, I have their trust. And we work together on, you know, certain health issues that they're having. Then when the big crunch on the natural health industry came along and really strong in the spring of this year, already being aware and watching Endgame and reading Mike's website, it started really, really a catalyst. It was a catalyst in my life. And I started working with customers, letting, you know, them know one by one as they came through the cash.
And so what happened? We're almost out of time, so you're warning people.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that needs to be regulated is basically the counterindications between natural health products and drugs. That is it. You do not regulate natural health products. You have to educate. Government has to educate their citizens on the counterindications. If they're taking a drug, what natural health product, you know, should they avoid at that time, and so on.
And that's up to them, because they're the ones pushing the drugs on them. I mean, all you're doing is selling basically a food product or a mineral, something from the earth. And, so that's the bottom line there. We're almost out of time. Mike, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, the doctors, the conventional medical industry always says that these herbs are interfering with the drugs. Well, I think they've got it backwards. The drugs are interfering with normal human metabolism. The drugs are interfering with basic human physiology. Well, the drugs are the problem.
Well, the feds admit 300,000 people in the U.S. die a year alone from bad drug interactions with their drugs, and they don't even care. And then there have been maybe a few deaths from ephedrine or something, people getting something over the counter to get speed up. I mean, they can go buy something at the store to do that. They can go huff paint. You don't use this as an excuse to shut down people's access. Let's cram in real fast. Clint in Texas, real fast, with our guest.
Yes, I was wanting to know what Mike may have come across in his years about dealing with multiple sclerosis, and I'll listen offline.
A lot of that's tied to heavy metals and things in utero, and then after as well. A lot of it can be slowed, but a lot of the damage is irrevocable to the brain. Mike?
Yeah, MS, very heavy neurological damage. A lot of it is caused by prenatal contamination or prenatal nutrition issues. That is one condition that is not curable once it's progressed to a certain degree, but you can prevent it. And it comes down to, I think, stopping this chemical contamination of expectant mothers. Mothers, these pregnant women shouldn't be on vaccines. They shouldn't be on psychiatric drugs. They should be on wholesome, natural foods and great nutrition. That's how you make healthy babies.
I mean, they don't want to eat melamine and mercury. That's good for you.
Yeah, go figure.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthranger.com, naturalnews.com. Great to have you up with us. Thanks for spending this much time with us, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure. Take care.
We'll talk to you again soon. Don't be a stranger. Line up some of those folks that they're coming after, the health food people, okay?
All right. We'll be in touch.
All right. Recommend to the producers, Trey and Aaron, who you think needs to come on. All right. Retransmission starts now at one place, Infowars.com, with all the key info and guests we had on today at Infowars.com. They'll be back live on the streams and at PrisonPlanet.tv in 1 hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.